episode 1707, When Words Are Not Enough.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. You have made it. You've arrived. It is Friday. Woohoo! Yes! But that means what? Oh, that's confession day. Yes, we're going to get real and raw. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, when words are not enough. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, there are days when words are not enough. Step up your game with actions. Waiting until things fall apart might send you spinning in all different directions. Stay hunkered, doing what you know best. Come on, it's time to hunker down. You're the mom. You got this. Sometimes it's all you can do, though, to stay afloat, isn't it? You get the kids off to school with a few encouraging words, only then to find yourself grasping for more encouraging words 8 hours later in the pickup line. Children are exhausting. You don't know if you're coming or if they're going. There are too many moving parts. So let's slow down for just a moment. You get to set the pace for the day. Yesterday, I was off and running like a corporate mom. I had the morning of CEO duties at home, peanut butter sandwiches, breakfast ready, trash at the curb, and me dressed for the conference day. After dropping the boys off at school, I joined morning traffic to travel 30 minutes to my destination. When the day ended, I began to return home with two stops, the dry cleaners and the grocery store for some odds and ends for dinner. I rushed into the house just before 6 o'clock, loaded down with 5 bags of groceries, clothes and plastic wrap from the dry cleaners, and my purse ripping my hair out as it slipped off my shoulder. No one was there to greet me, just an empty kitchen waiting for me to begin the banging of pots and pans. Tonight I had planned an easy dinner, spaghetti with green beans and fresh French bread. The water was filled in the pot as the clicking sound of the gas burner was turned on, the oven readied for the soon-to-be buttered bread. During that whole time, not many words were shared. All of the work took action. Life is that most of the time. It requires us to take action. We can't just sit back and think things are going to happen or that things are going to come to us. When words are not enough, you have to take aim. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Action keeps you moving forward. Now, words are great to solidify the goal at hand, but you have to be willing to put the punch in your everyday. And what does that mean? You got to take aim. What do you need to do today that requires you to take aim? Now, this may be something specific to your children. It may be specific to your business. I want you to apply it to where you are right now in your everyday. There's so many moving parts right now in your day. I just described one. That just happened yesterday for me. I have a 2-day conference here locally in town. It's a media conference, and I'm enjoying it. It's very small, very intimate at one of our big churches here in town. And so I'm attending to get to know people, to make connections, and just really for learning, expanding my knowledge. But it requires me to get out of the house more than my regular day-to-day. Working from home has its benefits, right? I don't have to enter into traffic. I don't have to plan that after I drop off the kids, I'm immediately rushing to do the next thing. But that's the position I was in yesterday. And in order to get everything done, it didn't require me just to kind of sit back and wait for things to happen. But I had to take aim. There had to be action involved. It wasn't about, oh, well, you know, I'll get it done, but it can wait an hour or two. It was no, there was a schedule, and that schedule had to be met. And if that schedule wasn't met, then what? I was up a creek. Either I missed a class or two, an opportunity was shut down, whatever it was, something would not have happened had I not taken action. And I know that most days we feel like we are always taking action, but there's some parts that we forget. It's the intentionality. Are we being very clear on our action? So what do you need to do today that requires you to take aim? I want to break that down for you. Number one, act, right? Action, act. What do you need to act upon? What needs your attention right now? If you're writing a book, how many words have you written today? So what does that mean? You probably need to write some more. Or you need to start writing, one or the other, but you need to get words on paper. You need to find that quiet time, whether it's 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, or 3 hours, whatever time you have available. You need to make time. You need to act upon that. If you are learning new information, maybe you're applying to go back to school or to get a certain certification, whatever it is, you've got to act in order to get it done. You just can't sit there and go, okay, I'm going to wish it. It's just going to happen. No, it's not. There are some requirements that must be met. So what do you need to act upon? Be specific in your thoughts. Now, if you're able, write down what you need to do today, right now, whether you write it digitally on your calendar, on your phone. Now, if you're driving, please do not. Safety first. Or if you're running or at the gym and you don't have access to that, then just do make a really big mental note that when I'm done with this particular exercise, I go to pick up my bag, I'm going to write this note in there. Be specific. Now, you may have a watch that you can talk into and, you know, leave yourself a note, then do that. But what do you need to act upon? Maybe it's with the kids. Maybe you've got a child that's college, about ready to, you know, hit that I'm a senior and I got to be thinking about where I'm applying to. And there's lots of steps that have to be taken in order to make all of that work. Where are you in that? What is your area that you need to act upon? Yeah, because it's going to take you as the parent to do things. And then your child is going to need to do things. So where are you in that process? So act. Number two, ignite. Action ignites, right? Keep the flame alive. What is your purpose of the day? And more importantly, what is your purpose in the moment? Sometimes day is too big. When you've got everything stuffed in, you're as busy as you are, you need to look at the purpose in the moment that you're there. So let's say you have 3 meetings scheduled today. It doesn't even have to be out in the corporate world. You may be doing stuff at your home. You're a volunteer at your church. You volunteer on a community board. And your girlfriends are getting together. And everything is moment by moment by moment. So you may have 2 hours with your board. Well, what do you need to do within those 2 hours to keep you on task, to keep the flame alive? Because if you think about it and you turn the tables, I bet you have other board members that are just as exhausted as you are. Everybody is living a more busy life. We're stuffing in more, stuffing in more. We can only stuff so much. Have you tried to stuff a pepper before? When you stuff it too much, after you put it in the oven, what happens? It begins to overflow. And there's the good stuff that's what? Lost. And it begins to burn at the bottom. Nobody wants that. So you've got to be careful in how you are intentionally living out, how you're intentionally taking aim on your life. And it's not just about the day, but it's about the moment. Break it down. So what do you need to do to keep that flame alive? What is your purpose in the moment? And number three, motivate. Action ignites motivation, right? The more you take aim, the greater the heart and mind motivation. It's that connection. That's what you're looking for. You want to connect the mind and the heart. That keeps you going when you are exhausted and just doing the do. And you're going to be exhausted. You're going to have long days. And that long day may only be a 10-hour day. But if you have that every single day, 5 days a week, it begins to wear on you. And you begin to look at the calendar going, when do I get a day off? Oh my gosh, fall break isn't happening. Or Thanksgiving isn't around the corner. Or wait, the kids don't have a day off until parent-teacher conference. Whatever it is that it looks like for you, you're just looking for what? A crack in the schedule. You can't live your day-to-day like this. So you need to look at the motivation. Connecting the mind and the heart, because that's going to what? Keep you going forward. It's going to keep you focused. And you're going to have a purpose in mind and in heart. So act, ignite, motivate. The moments you have with your children are fleeting. Be intentional with your time and make the most of it. We all know that. We all say it. But why are we not doing it? Take aim. What if you knew today that this was it? This was your last day. Now, I'm not going to get all weird out here and, you know, say that this is the end and all. I don't want you to think of it necessarily that way, but it could be. I just want you to really think about that. If this was your only day that you had for the next 5 days, even to impact, what would that day look like? And I want you to look at it realistically, not ideally, realistically. This is all about confessions, right? We're real and raw here. What really needs to get done today that would really set you on the course for greatness when it comes to the next 5 days ahead? What would that be? Time is only on your side when you intentionally use the minutes to engage in your day. We all complain that what? You got it. We don't have enough time. When you don't have enough time, when words are not enough, what do? Well, you got to take aim. And that starts today, right where you are. Don't beat yourself up over where you think you should be, how fast you should be moving. You wish you were much further along. Don't fill in all of those what ifs in your head, should have, would have, could haves. Leave those alone. You have to deal with what you do have. Be grateful for it and take aim with intentionality. If you want help with working on your family, your home structure, what does it look like parenting your children? Maybe it's gaining control of the schedule, whatever it is, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, you'll fill out this little form. I'll get an email and then I will send you back an email. Now, if for some reason you have not received communication from me, send it again. Sometimes the airways do not always play in our favor. Things get lost. I think there's kind of a lost and found up there somewhere. One of these days, it'll all come down and hit us all at once. I don't know what that day will look like. It may be a joyous day, and it may be a day that we wish we didn't have all that stuff falling on top of us. But if you don't hear back from me, please reach out again. I'm not ignoring you. It's just that I probably did not receive it. So click on that link, and that will begin our conversation. Time is only on your side when you intentionally use the minutes to engage in your day. How are you going to engage today? Because this is the day to take aim. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.